Thank God.
No greater love. Sometimes, you know, you just sit and quietly think about all that the Lord went through during those hours. How he was beaten. And his response was just to continue to allow them to do all that they were doing because he was committed to die that I might have eternal life, that you might have a home in glory, that you might be washed in the precious blood and be able to have a relationship, a renewed relationship with God. That's love. That's love. I'd like for you to turn your attention just in a few moments, if you would, to the 41st chapter of Isaiah. Beginning with the 17th verse, Isaiah 41:17. And Isaiah writes, when the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongues faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Mm-hmm. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valley. Yeah. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry ground springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness cedar and cedar tree and myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert fir tree and pine and box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord had done this, and the Holy One of Israel had created this. Let me go back to the first portion of that again. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. The Lord will make a way. The Lord will make a way. You know, as we go through life, we're going to find that there are many situations that we face, trials that we go through, situations that seem to just get worse in some cases, and we wonder just how long it's going to be before the Lord steps in and makes a change. So some talk about the things that we have to go through in this life. You talk about the tribulations. Yeah. Some refer to those situations we go to as tribulations and trials. Yeah. Well, we're going to go through some trials. And somebody might feel they're going through a storm right now. And the heavy burdens that are on. It's not all the different ways we describe those situations, those negative situations, those things that we go through. But somehow, as we go through the word, we find that over and over again, that if you hold on in faith, the Lord will bring you through those situations. As a matter of fact, those trials and those tribulations, those things that you go through, only make you stronger when God has brought you through them. You know that the Lord is able to bring you through, and you have to have enough faith that he loves you enough to bring you through and feel that he really does have the power, and he knows your situation, and all you have to do is wait on him. Somehow it seems that our faith, one of the most trying parts of our faith is our faith to continue to believe that God will, and that God knows where we are, and God will make a difference. We try to hold on and say, I know the Lord loves me, and I know the Lord's going to bring me through. I've been praying about it for a while, and then I've been praying about it for a little while longer, and I keep on praying about it. But somehow it seems that he hasn't brought me through, and he hasn't brought me out yet. That situation is so heavy on me. That storm is raging all around me. That whatever I might call it, there's something that I'm going through that I need the Lord to bring me out of. And somehow I know that he's able. I've come to believe that. I trust in his power, and I know that he's able. But somehow the Lord hasn't brought me through. And somehow that's something that seems to tear down our faith. Just having the patience to hold on and to hold out. I believe he can, but somehow maybe it's something that I've done, and because I haven't pleased him, he's not going to bring me through. Or maybe, as Israel said at one time, maybe he doesn't have the same power that he used to have. I know that he caused the water to spread open so that the children of Israel could walk across. I know he was powerful then, and the things that they were asked for, he was able to deliver. And maybe what I'm asking for, he's not listening to me because I'm not good enough to listen to, or maybe it seems that he's just not listening to anybody. Maybe he doesn't have that. That's what Israel felt. They didn't know how powerful he was. And they didn't realize how loving he was. Isaiah said in the scripture that was read a little earlier, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary." There's no searching in his understanding. He knows what you're going through. There's no searching of his understanding. He knows what the situation is. There's no searching of his understanding. He knows how long you've been going through what you've been going through. He knows how many tears you've shed. He knows how the storm has been stirring your life and tearing you down, and how you're trying to just hold on just a little while longer. But he went on to say, "They that wait," yes, thank God from that, "they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength." They who are going through the storm and know that the Lord is right there with them. They're going through the storm and they continue to trust in the Lord and know that he's able, and know that all we need to do is consider just a little while longer waiting on him. Wait on him. Wait on the Lord. He's able to bring you through what you're going through. The scripture that I read here says that when Israel, when the children of Israel find themselves in a desert place, when they find that there's no water, and they start searching for water, and somehow as they search for the water, they find that it's no water there. They use their divining rods and all the other ways to look for water, but they find that there is no water. Is no water. That's an important part to remember in this scripture, because God said, when there is no water, when you search for it and there is no water, I will bring water forth. In other words, I will make a way out of no way. I'll create some water where there was no water. He said, I'll bring water down from the mountains. You know, rivers up in the mountain. Well, you know, rivers are created down below as the water comes down from the mountain. God said, no, I put rivers up in the tops of the mountain. You see, I'm able to do miraculous things. I can do what I want to do and what I need to do in order to bring you through what you're going through. God is able to bring you through that storm that you're going through right now. He's able to get you across that situation that you've been trying to tiptoe across. He can bring you across and put you on the other side so you can look back and see, look what the Lord has brought me through. Look how the Lord has brought me over. Look how able he was. Look how much he loves me. We just need to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and let our faith grow stronger, not weaker, when it seems that it's taking so long. God knows exactly what we're going through. Whether you call it a storm, whether you call it a trial, whether you call it heavy burden, whatever you might call it, God knows all about it right now. He knows exactly what your situation is. It may not show on your face because you're sitting here in church and you want everybody to think everything's all right. And somehow maybe it's not. You don't have to show me. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to let it show. But somehow be in touch with the Lord. Recognize that you need to continue to give it over to the God of the universe. He's powerful. He's powerful. And he's loving, and he knows exactly what you're going through. He knows how long that storm has been raging in your life, and he knows that you've been waiting for him to bring you through. Don't give up on him. Don't give up on him. Wait on the Lord. Don't give up on him. He's able. My God is able, and he knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly how long you've been in the storm, and he knows when he's going to bring you out. He's on time. When the time comes, he's going to bring you through and he'll bring you out. I can tell you, I've been through some storms. I didn't know how long I was going to stay in the storm, but he brought me out. I've been in some situations that I got to the point where I thought, well, maybe I won't get out of this storm. But I waited on him. I trusted in him. I knew that he was able, and he brought me through. He brought me out. I was talking to somebody not too long ago about the fact that I couldn't find two dimes to rub together. And they said, well, Remsing, I had a hard time finding two pennies to rub together. But you know what? That person, if you look at them right now, you wouldn't know they ever went through any financial problem. Because somebody waited on the Lord. They continued to wait on the Lord. They recognized God was able. God brought them through. God brought them out. As a matter of fact, they got testimony after testimony. They gotten to the point where they feel like they don't want to talk about it anymore. Because it seems like folks feel like they're bragging about their relationship with the Lord. Nothing wrong with bragging about your relationship with a God who loves you so much. God wants you to talk about what he's brought you through. God wants you to tell folks that he's able. God wants you to tell people that if you just wait on him, trust in him, put your situation in his hands, he'll bring you through. He'll bring you out of your tribulation. He'll bring you through your trials. He'll bring you through those storms and take those heavy burdens off of you. God's able. You're going through something, God knows what you're going through. Having situations that are pressing you down, God knows how much is on you. Been a long time, God knows how long it's been. You've been crying about it, God knows how many tears you've shed. God knows all about it. God knows your situation. Just wait on him. Trust in him. Leave it in his hands. God is able. They that wait. I love that scripture. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They've been dragging for a long time, but they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Didn't know how to get that weight off their back, but they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Felt like they couldn't hardly walk, but now they mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And great God from Zion, they shall walk and not faint. Are you in that storm?
My Lord. That's all right.
Is the pressure on you? Finding yourself in a trial that seems to be testing you over and over again? I've come to joy in tribulation. Because tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is spread abroad in my... I want to tell somebody about what God has done for me. When you come through those trials, when you come through those tribulations, when you look back at what the Lord has brought you through, you need to tell somebody about the storm and about the God who brought you through the storm. Trials, tribulation, storm. God is able. God is able if you hold on. God is able if you have faith. God is able to bring you through. My God will make a way. Not find a way. He's not going to go find a way. He'll make a way. The Lord will make a way. Somebody said, Lord, make a way somehow. He's made some ways for me. I'm sure he's made some ways for anybody here who may be going through a storm right now. And maybe you need to reflect back on the last time. Maybe you need to reflect back on that last trial. Maybe you need to reflect back on that situation that you thought you'd never get out of. And look at how God brought you through then. That same God's going to bring you through again. In the middle of a storm, God's right there with you. In the middle of the storm, wait on the Lord. And he's going to bring you out. Let's talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God. Father, even right now on this day, there's somebody who's under the sound of my voice who's going through a storm. Somebody calls it their trials, and somebody's saying that the heavy burdens are pressing them down. Whatever they might call it, Father, they're going through something, and somehow they just needed to be reminded on this morning that you're right with them. Father, let them hold tightly to your unchanging hand. Let them know, Father, that you're right there for them. You're not just beside them. You got your arms around them. Let them feel your presence, even in the most difficult days. Let them feel your presence when it seems like they're all by themselves. Let them feel your presence and remind them, Father, of how able you are. Father, you don't have to find a solution. You'll make a solution. You'll create a solution. You'll make a way when there is no way. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you, Father, for just reminding us that we combine our faith with your power. Somehow, Father, your faith, our faith with your power. We are powerful creatures who can accomplish so much in the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus who died on the cross to give us an opportunity to be cleansed in the blood so that we'd be able to boldly come and stand before you in prayer like we are right now. Asking you, Father, to continue to bless us the way that you have. Wherever we are, Father, whatever we're going through, we want to thank you for your presence and for the knowledge that if we'll just hold on and hold out, our change will come. Bless us in the precious name, the powerful, the adorable name, the sin healing name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Somebody want to thank God from Zion? Somebody want to thank him for what he's already brought him through? Somebody want to thank him for knowing right now without a doubt that he's able to bring them through whatever they're going through right now. Thank God, my Lord. Let us all stand. Let us stand. My God is so real. He's real. It's not just something that I've read. I can tell you he's real because he's been touching my life over and over. He's real. I hear him as he speaks to me. He's real. And I believe each of us who are here, somehow you've come to know that he's real. I don't know what your relationship has been, but I think you know he's real. He's real. And he loves you. That real God of the universe. That real God who created everything. That real God who bulged mountains up and dug out the seas. That real God. That real God loves you. But you know, there are some here, I'm sure, who realize God loves them. And somehow as they look at their life and they see how God has blessed them, they still have not said yes to the Lord yet. And God's waiting for that. You see, God's not going to make you come down to the aisle or make you tell the folks that I'm on the Lord's side. He wants you to just do it because you love him. Is there somebody who has not yet given themselves over to Jesus? I am sure there's somebody who's been thinking about it and they're saying, when I get all of those bad habits out of my system, when I stop hanging with all those bad folks, when I start doing things the way the Lord would have me to do them, I'm going to say, Lord, I'm ready now and I'm going to come and give myself over. But God's not waiting for that. He's not waiting for you to get yourself right. He wants you to come just as you are because just he can clean you up. He can change you. He can mold you into something beautiful and something special. He knows who you are. He knows all those great things that you like to say about yourself. You know the things you tell folks when they ask you who you are and where you've been and what you've been through. He knows all of that. You don't have to tell him. But he also knows those things that nobody knows. Those things that you don't tell folks. Those things that you feel like I'm embarrassed about it and I hope nobody. He knows all of those things. But you know, all that he knows, knowing you as for all that you are and who you are, he wants you right now just the way you are. If you haven't said yes to him, he's not waiting for you to clean yourself up or change yourself. He wants you to come and watch how he can change you, how the Spirit of the Lord can move through you and turn you into something beautiful for the Lord. Is there somebody who wants to say yes to the Lord today? He's waiting for you. See, there, just like he's got his arms open, he does have his arms wide open, waiting to wrap his arms around you and have a beautiful relationship for the rest of your life. Jesus wants you to have a relationship with him. He wants you to recognize he loves you. And he already knows that you're not all that you ought to be. But he's not concerned about that. He's concerned about you staying where you are and not allowing him to make you what he would have you to be. Somebody wants to say yes. Somebody wants to come into the aisle and let the world know, I've decided to make Jesus my choice. Or maybe, now maybe there's somebody who's already said yes to the Lord. Not only said yes to the Lord, but made commitments to the Lord. Things that you were going to do, the things I'm going to do for the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord in a special way. And some of the gifts and talents that he's given to me, I'm going to use them to spread the word, let people know how good the Lord is to me. Maybe that's you. You've already done that at some other church or some other place, but now you're not close enough to that place to fulfill those promises that you made to the Lord. But I believe that just may mean that God sent you here by this place on this day that you might come and say, I'm going to work with the folks here in this household of faith, in this household of love. I'm going to work with the folks here to try to accomplish what First Mount Olive needs to accomplish here in Leesburg. Is there somebody who would like to become a part of this household? Somebody who would like to join First Mount Olive this morning? Some gifts, some talents, some special things that God has touched you with. If you want to become a part of this family, we would be so blessed. My Lord, my Lord. God bless you. God bless you all.